guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
That includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful and consult your doctors. Guys, we all need our vitamins after surgery, regardless of what you think.
Yes.
It's a must.
Yes. So why not choose the easiest and the best tasting in the community?
Seriously, it's ProCare, guys. ProCare is so delicious. I use their chewable for over a year. That's how I know.
Yes. And I love their capsules.
Yes.
Love them. They're once a day. I take them at night. Easy peasy. And my labs are fantastic.
Yeah. Our labs are great. And I've actually switched to the capsules and I take those at night now. So if you guys need your iron, they have them with iron. They have them iron free. They even have calcium chews.
Yes. The calcium chews. Perfect. They have mocktail ones.
So go over to procarenow.com and use our code OSLP to save some money.
Prepping and measuring your food post-op is a beast all in itself. But Portion Perfection has actually made it super, super simple. They have bowls, plates, and even a lunch bag called the Kit and Carry, where you can have all of the system ready to go.
Yeah, we love carrying that thing around with us. It's so much easier to pack your lunch, your snacks, especially when you're on a road trip. That thing is a lifesaver.
Yes.
So if you want to get these things to help your journey, just go over to portionperfection.com and use our code 15OSLPOD. And again, that's 15OSLPOD. And you can also go over to our Amazon storefront to pick out any of those that you would like to use.
Are you feeling lost, alone? Maybe a little unsupported in your bariatric journey?
Well, if you are, we have a great resource for you. It's called the Tribe Membership, and they have support groups every single day with experts in their field who also had bariatric surgery. Comes with journal prompts, workouts, and recipes. You name it, they got it.
You'll never feel alone again once you join the Tribe. Now go over to thesleepdietitian.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
Welcome back, OSLP family. Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast.
And this is Kelly.
I feel like this is it. Oh, and this is Kelly.
This is Matt.
I feel like I have Phoebe's voice right now.
You kind of do.
The episode where she's got the deep voice.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's what's going on. Smelly
cat. What are they feeding you?
See, it's just more sexy.
It is. It's got that raspiness.
I've got the rasp, like I smoke 15 packs a day. Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly is sick.
I am sick still.
Yes.
I have an ear infection, started bronchitis. Mm-hmm. We're better today, though.
You sound better than you have in a long time.
And in case you think there's something wrong with your video, the coloring on your screen, you'll be wrong. There is nothing wrong with the color on your screen. My hair is blonde, orange, pink.
It's like a pink.
It's like a pink, but it's not a pink.
It's like a gray pink.
It's like a gray pink.
I really like it. Like if it was like a one color through the whole head.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like if it was this lower
like
part.
This?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like that part.
I don't know. It's different.
It's very different.
It does not show my vibrant personality, though.
No, it doesn't.
So it's working.
It's coming back.
It's coming back.
Two more days.
Monday.
Oh,
Monday. I just get my extensions pulled out on Saturday.
Oh, I was like, but I'm getting a dye on.
Because she's got to inspect them.
Inspect them?
To make sure that, because a lot of hair fell out.
Oh, okay. Explain a little bit what happened.
Okay.
Tell the patrons what happened to your hair.
So, in case anybody is wondering what happened.
Yeah.
This was not intentional.
No.
What happened was, is I went into salt water.
Yes.
And I was not aware that that pulls all color out of your hair.
I was not aware of that either. I had no fucking idea.
Yeah. I think something like yours, you'd be fine. I feel like if it's natural hair color, you're fine.
It's the vibrant colors.
It's the vibrant colors. So you've got the salt water, which is very damaging on your hair.
Yes.
And the sun, which is very damaging on your hair. And so the first day, my hair was still semi-red.
It was.
The bottom was like a purple.
It was leaking.
I saw it in a photo.
I was like, oh my God.
It was like red pouring out of my hair.
It was so good.
The other thing is my extensions come blonde.
Yes.
And then she dyes them the color that they need to be. I am not naturally blonde.
No.
But the color she puts on my hair lifts the color and deposits all at the same time. So yes. I don't bleach my hair. But when all of the red comes out, it becomes this. I've never had this happen.
No, I've never seen you like this.
Nope. I was blonde for many, many years.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't like myself blonde.
I do not like you blonde.
No.
No, I'm not
going
to lie.
This is like a rose gold kind of thing that's going on with a little bit of orange up here.
That's what it is. I like a rose gold.
It's a rose gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't think, I'm not saying it looks bad. It's just, it's something. And I'm not quite sure what that something is.
Can you show them the eye look you just gave me? It was like huge.
Something.
So
we're
good.
Not quite sure what happened. No, we do know what happened. It was the salt water. Yes. And it pulled all the color out of my hair.
Yeah.
So yeah. I also at that point was like, fuck it. I'm just going to continue to go into water.
Right. Yeah.
And I did. And this is what we ended up with.
So, but your hair came out too at the same time.
So the extension hair.
Okay.
There was a lot that came out.
Okay.
Like a lot.
A lot.
So and there
salt water
might
is not
be
good.
A big knot in the back of my head that I can't get it out. I can't like,
I have a funny story about a knot when we're done.
I mean,
yours.
I might be able to like get it out now, but I've been conditioning my hair like crazy because okay. That's the other thing is like all of the cuticles are like wide open.
Yeah.
So conditioning them and like putting the health back.
Yes.
Is necessary. So I was lucky that I brought my Olaplex with me.
Oh, good.
So I did use that while I was there.
Okay.
And then as soon as I got home, I was putting my K18 on it, which is very, yeah.
She really takes care of her hair, guys.
I normally do.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing was, is I only wash my hair like once a week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But when you're in the salt water, you have to wash your hair.
Like, you have to get it out. You have
yeah.
To, yeah.
So I was washing my hair every day.
Yeah.
So that was the other thing that damaged it.
Okay.
So.
Oh, I'm curious to see what your extensions look like when we take them out on Saturday. Because she's moving mine up and I'm going to dye.
Yeah.
And then yours is just coming out.
They're coming out for right now.
For two days
while she figures out what to do with them.
Okay.
And then if I need to order new ones, which is, it's likely.
Wait, so you're not going to do the extensions for like a week or two?
No, no.
Okay.
No.
How fast can you get extensions?
I mean, I feel like you can get them pretty quick. But the thing is like.
She has to order them.
She can put these back in. She can put them back in.
Oh, okay.
It's just I'm going to have to order new ones.
Yeah.
So. Which I just got these right before the award show.
Yes, you did.
So
I remember because I got mine.
Say goodbye to $600. That's.
Oh, man.
Bye. That just flew out the window.
So funny story about hair real
yes.
quick.
Yes. Yes.
So Dylan has a perm, right?
Yes.
And he has been told you wet it every day, put mousse in it mm-hmm. and to use the pick. A pick is a type of comb. Some people that you don't know. So
who doesn't know that?
I don't know, but okay. I'm going to explain
because he obviously didn't
And he goes, how do I use a pick? And me and Eric look at each other. We're like, we don't fucking know.
We don't use picks.
We don't use picks.
We don't have to. And we don't have curly hair.
I was like, look on YouTube. So we looked at YouTube. And that's what he's been doing. And he's been noticing like no matter what he does, the top part like is just kind of matted. And then Angie goes, I think you have a start of a dreadlock. And so Shelby runs over there and she's like, oh, you do. You have several. And so what happens is because he's not actually pulling like all the way through with the comb.
What was he doing? Just like.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just going. So he made so many knots in his hair that he sat on the ground in front of the yellow chair. Why Shelby sat behind him and
slowly pulled it out and did all of it. And he was in so much pain. Dylan was crying. He yelled so many times. He was cursing. Like, it was like awful for him, but hilarious to watch. Like, it was all. I got him detangler now. So that way, because the girls, Maya is half black, half white, and so is Isaiah. And their dad is black. I'm half black, half white too. So like, we were like, how do you take care of like hair like this? Like, yeah. They know.
Yeah.
Cause Dylan was like, I'll just watch another video. I was like, no, ask the experts in the house. Like, they know how to do this.
The video watching is over.
You tried that.
You did not do this correctly.
Yeah. So
we're going to go to a more serious.
Yeah, they know what to
plan
do.
Plan of action.
And they're like, hey, what you need to do with your hair is when you're in the shower, put a shit ton of conditioner in it. And you use a water brush and your curls will still stay intact. And then afterwards you put the mousse stuff in and they're like, that's how you need to handle it. And so now he has the water brush and I got him detangler and all the things that way. If a knot does happen, it won't be so painful. He sat for an hour. And then his head was so tender. Like, he got mad at me just because, like, I went to give him a kiss on the cheek, which, because he doesn't normally let me do that. So I went to do it, and I accidentally, like, just bopped my head next to his. And he's like, that hurts so bad. Like, it was like,
oh, my God. What a baby. No.
Yeah.
No.
His head was so tender. It was so funny.
That is just above and beyond. Extensions put in.
Dudes have no idea. Like, only certain dudes do. Most men do not understand the pain that actually, like, your hair goes through. In your head. Yeah. Because the girls were in the room. Oh, all of us were laughing at him. Yeah, he goes, stop it.
Like, we go through this.
Yeah. I was like, Dylan, you know how many times my hair has been ripped through? Like, I've had long hair normally, like, my whole life.
Yeah.
So, like, there was, like, a section that I just didn't. And, yeah, mom used to fucking rip my hair.
Yeah.
My head would just go, like, bap. I was probably getting whiplash, like, all the fucking time.
Yeah, now I'm like wanting to work this knot out, but I don't think it's happening.
Well, I have detangler.
Yeah.
So I can just spray a little detangler and we can use a comb because we have now.
OK, I just need to, like, it's just the bottom one.
Like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That bottom one's a bitch. I don't know why.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it. I think it will. And it's like if you wear hoodies, it'll get tangled. Because it's rubbing right there. But I didn't have any detangler in Mexico.
No. I mean, you can go buy some.
But. And the stupid thing is I actually looked at my color depositing shampoo before I left. And I was like, I wonder if I should bring that. And then I was like, no, I don't need to. Well, yeah, because it deposits the color back.
Oh.
So if I had done it in the beginning, it probably would have been fine.
Yeah.
Because I could have done, like, washed my hair with that.
Yep.
Every day. So
now, you know, always fly with that. All the place. Yes. You should just have a traveling one. Just put it in there.
Yeah.
You'll never be without.
Yeah. Hair's a bitch.
There are some staples now that we've traveled that I'm like, we have to have.
Yeah. And now color depositing shampoo is a must.
Yeah.
But normally when we travel, I don't wash my hair while we're gone.
I don't either.
So, like, I normally don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. I did in Texas. The first stint when we did ASMBS because it was a week.
Oh, yeah. So I might have in
you ASMBS. Did. Yeah, you did once too. But like, that's the deal. Like, you don't really have to.
Yeah. I either wash my hair right before we leave or I'll do it like it's a planned thing. Like,
yeah, I'll bring this stuff and be like, hey, this is what we're doing. Yeah. This day.
So Mexico fucked my shit up.
It did.
It fucked my shit up.
All the way up.
And it was not in a good way. It was not. Like, when I flew home, I had my whole face was swollen on this side.
Yeah. Oh, I get a picture, guys, from Zach, I think, right? He took a picture of you on the plane, or was that you that sent that? But her face, yeah, like one side was just like in more than the other.
Yeah, I could see it. Like, I could see my cheek.
It was wild.
Yeah. And he didn't punch me in the face, but it looked like he did. Like, between that and then being severely dehydrated. And I even had my liquid IV and drank it like every single day.
So why do you think that you're severely hydrated?
Well, because I was drinking and the sun and the water.
Like, I was dehydrated. I know I was. Yeah. And then I got the sickness, like flying home, I got it.
Maybe this is just Cancun, because right, that's where you went.
Yeah, it was Cancun.
Cancun
yeah.
might be saying, "Don't come back."
Well, this is look what we did. I'm gonna go back, but I'll be better prepared because I'll have my extensions taken out before I go.
Yeah.
So then, if my hair loses the color again, right. it's fine because yeah. the expensive part is this.
Yes.
That fucked up, and then I got a pedicure.
She just did quote marks.
Pedicure.
If you're listening to us.
Pedicure, because I paid decent money to have a pedicure in Mexico because yeah. I'm like, I
look at those toes even right now.
They're naked.
They're naked.
They're
fucking dry as fuck.
Yeah, they are fucking naked and dry because they bring out a Walmart bucket thing that you can get to do your pedicure home. That's what they bring out to do
what?
Yeah.
So is this on site?
Yes.
Oh, this is ghetto.
And
this is ghetto.
And there was cold water. I was like, oh, that's cold. OK, so they take off my old stuff and then they're like, pick a color. They roll the little card over. There is six colors. Six. Not only one of them six. Is pink.
OK,
not one of them is pink. Pink is my go to color.
Yes.
So I picked this god awful orange color because it was the best option out of all of them.
OK.
She puts it on my toes. Does not set it with a light. This is gel. This is gel, right? Oh, you think no. it's gel. Oh, no. Does not set it. Just says, wait 20 minutes and then you're okay. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is something new.
And she used gel.
Yeah. So something about gel is if you do not set it with a light, it will smear.
It will 100%.
So what happened? It smeared down my foot.
When you're in bed.
Yeah.
So you were able to go from where you were to back up mm-hmm. to the room.
Yep.
And then once you just laid down.
Yep. Totally smeared. It was sticky. It was not a good situation. So I ended up taking all of it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my nails were severely grown out because I didn't get them done before leaving. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. And my lashes were falling out. It was You're honestly a hot the mess, best. Man. Yeah. It was the best time. And I turned into a trash panda from head to toe.
Now a true one. True trash panda. This is actually what it looks like.
Yeah, this is what it looks like.
It's COVID status trash panda, and now there's Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty close to COVID.
I know. You've lost a lot of things.
I lost what makes
And you
me
know
me.
What? You still had your hair color. Yeah. At least in COVID.
I did.
Yeah.
It was grown out, but I was there. Yeah. So, but okay. It was good. And the biggest thing for me, so right before we went to Mexico, I started Mounjaro, which,
yes,
if you guys, so this is what we're going to talk about is my journey thus far with Mounjaro in more in detail. And then Mel's
journey at the gym.
Journey back to the gym.
Yes.
So I had thought about, so Jamie originally told me about Mounjaro when we were in Disney World.
Okay.
So in September.
Yeah.
And I finally messaged my surgeon. My surgeon does not prescribe injectables.
Correct.
She does not do it. So I ended up going through Sequence, which if you're wondering what that is, it's a online membership that gives you access to a doctor. So you pay $100 a month. Your first month is $49, and then you can get prescribed through them. Nice. You tell them what your medical history is, and they base it off of that.
Yeah. So basically, you have a monthly fee for a doctor.
Correct.
Yeah. Just to talk to a doctor.
To talk to the doctor and get your prescribed weight loss medications through them. Mm-hmm. Which is nice.
Is it only weight loss medications?
Yeah, they focus on weight loss medications.
Okay.
And figuring out how to get you from point A to point B.
Okay, cool.
So before we left for San Diego is when this actually came about.
Yeah, you were talking about it.
So
you were telling me about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I signed up for Sequence, downloaded the coupon. they sent in the prescription and then kind of had a little delay because I didn't realize that no insurance is going to cover any portion of it.
Yeah.
Unless you are a diabetic.
Okay.
That's basically what this medication was made for.
Okay.
And they're just finding that this does other things right now.
Because metformin's for diabetes
correct,
as well.
And but they it use can it be used for weight loss.
Yep.
So they sent in the prescription and Rite Aid inputted it for my insurance, which I knew they weren't at that point. I knew that they weren't going to cover it.
Yeah.
But we had gone to San Diego and then right before I went to San Diego, and there was a point to this, I went in because I was feeling a sinus infection come on.
Yes.
And so they wanted to look at my sinuses because I have a lot of problems with them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So they actually weighed me there. And I was 218, which freaked me the fuck out. I'm not going to lie. I was just like,
I'm sure.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So while we were in San Diego, mm-hmm. I figured out, like, I just needed to contact Rite Aid and say, oh, no, I have this coupon. Like, that's, I'm self-pay, essentially. Yeah. So we did San Diego. We came back. It was the week of the award show. So nothing was happening with Mounjaro during this process because we had other things that we were
focusing on. Just the award show. So nothing important.
Correct. Yeah. Nothing big.
Nothing big. Nothing.
So then nothing after. Magical. Yeah. Nothing magical. So then once we were done with the award show, I hopped on full on because in the back of my brain, I'm saying you're 218.
Oh, yes.
Like you're 218. You need to get this the fuck together.
Yeah.
And so I dealt with them. I got my Mounjaro, my first injection. Mm-hmm. So they actually give you a month at a time. So it's 4 injections once a week.
There you go.
I went home that night and it was a Friday. So I was like, this is perfect because on Fridays we don't normally do mm-hmm.
There's
anything
no,
really. Yeah. So Fridays can be my day for injections.
Yep.
So I went home, I did the injection, and I was like, cool. So now, before the injection, every single night I would get up, go out and eat something, usually a nutty bar.
What time?
Like probably roughly? Around 10.
At night?
Like 9 or 10.
Okay.
I would usually get up and go out and grab my nutty bar, come back in, eat it, and then I would go to bed.
Okay.
Taking this medication, by that night, I did not eat a nutty bar. Ooh. So in my brain, I'm like, I don't really want it. Like it was there like, oh, this is your time to go. But then I was like, I don't really want it.
Nice.
So the next morning I woke up and I also, because normally if I didn't eat it at night, I would eat it in the morning.
Yeah.
Like that makes sense. It was, I needed to have it.
Yeah.
I felt like there was like a obsession hamster wheel thing that was happening where it was never leaving my brain. Now, even after weight loss surgery, I always wanted food.
Yeah.
The want never left. The hunger wasn't there, but I always wanted food.
Gotcha.
By the next day, I didn't have that feeling at all.
Wow.
I did not want food. I did not have this like, I know I should have protein, but I want a waffle thing. Mm-hmm. And then going towards the waffle, I was going towards the protein.
Right.
I thought I was crazy. I was like, there's no way that this works that fast. Like, there's no way.
Right.
Medication has to build up in your system. Mm-hmm. And so I messaged Jamie and I was like, okay, am I crazy that this is happening right now? And she said, no. For me, it was 6 hours and it started
working. Wow.
And she deals, and I hope she doesn't care, but she deals with that same
feeling,
the same like food addiction feeling.
Yeah.
So like you're constantly thinking about it. You constantly want it. There's no, you're always feeling deprived because you're never fully satisfied by what you're eating. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing is when I eat, the satisfaction is there. I feel like I'm good. I don't need to eat anymore because I've eaten what I need to eat.
I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. So you're making some light bulbs go off.
Okay.
In my head.
Okay.
Because we've talked about your night eating.
Yes.
And I always was like, I don't really have that. But I do have what you're talking about, just not in the middle of the night.
Okay.
I have that when I around 9 o'clock, the obsession starts.
In the morning?
At night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is at night. It's just not like I don't wake up having these feelings.
Oh.
It's just.
So you thought it was like only when you wake up.
Like, yeah.
Like yeah. You wake up and you just go and eat.
Correct.
Okay.
And I'm realizing what I'm doing, I'm doing the same thing, is just earlier. So like last night, I put this in my stories. I'm trying to be more transparent.
Okay.
About like how it's not all rainbows and sunshines, even when I have a good day.
Yeah.
So like yesterday, everything was going well.
Yeah.
You know, and then watch a movie with a fam bam because it's family night.
Yeah.
Totally fine. Aunt Nene makes spaghetti and meatballs and garlic bread.
Okay.
And we've had garlic bread before in the house and I've done really well. Just like one. Right. Yeah. That's what I had with my meal. It didn't even faze me. There was more in there until I went to go edit in the bedroom. Do you want to know how many I ended up eating?
Two.
Five pieces of garlic bread last night.
Five? Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm not judging. I'm just impressed that you can fit that in your
stomach. And not all at once. Not all at once.
I'm impressed.
It took about 2 hours to get five in.
But you just kept getting up and getting more?
I couldn't. Like, I even fought the urge I did the 20-minute thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. No, man. That monster was like, there's garlic bread. There's more garlic bread in there. It's not all gone.
Could that be the stress that is in your life?
Oh, 1,000%. Because it's happening. But like, I'm realizing I do it more often than I think that I do.
You're just kind of putting it out of your brain. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, because I was thinking in my head, like, I don't need the Manjaro. But if it kills that.
That's what it kills.
That's what I need.
That's what it kills. That is what's so fucking interesting.
I'm self-sabotaging.
Well, no, I think you're self-sabotaging. Like. I think you have food addiction issues.
I do. I do. And I'm a food addict.
The problem is that no matter how much you deny yourself when you have a food addiction, it's like, and this is the problem, is like if you have an addiction to heroin or meth or something like that, okay? When you are quitting something, that's not actively in your home.
It's not.
So it's not like you've got a bag of meth that's sitting on the counter and you're like, no, 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 I quit you. I quit you. So you're going to sit there and I'm not going to touch you. Not going to touch you. You're fine.
I couldn't. I kept touching it.
No, you
could. I kept opening that bag.
Yep. Yep.
I opened it 3 different times.
Oh, yeah. There were some nights where I would eat a protein bar, like a Built Bar, and I'd be like, that's all I get. But then I'm like, but I still want the Nutty Bar.
Yeah.
And then I would do that. Or like, for example, Chloe made monkey bread one night. Mm-hmm. I walked out there probably 3 different times to eat straight out of the pan monkey bread ball things.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Every time I would walk the whole next day, I would take a couple bites. Mm-hmm. And so before you know it, the whole pan is gone.
Yep.
And nobody else in the house has touched it.
Nope.
Because they don't have that sweet addiction thing like I do.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get it.
It's but real
you
hard.
Don't want to admit to yourself, yeah, I didn't have that much. That's fine. I didn't. No, it's fine.
No.
I'm allowed to have a little bit. Mm-hmm. No, you didn't have a little bit. You had a whole pan.
I had a lot.
You had a lot. The other part of it is that it just stops it. Like I can walk past a cookie now and I don't have the urge to eat.
Okay, then I need to get on this because that's the problem.
That is the problem. When you have food addiction issues, you know exactly where every trigger food in your house is located. Yeah. And you completely obsess about it until you just.
Yeah, like I explained it to Nene because she's like, you don't ever, she was making a snide remark for like a hot second because she's like, you never buy the junk food, but you'll eat it. And I go, I don't ever.
There's a reason for that.
I go, I don't allow it in the house because I have a problem.
You're an addict.
And she's like, what? Yeah. And I was like, my addict brain can't handle that it's here. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, that's why I've only come out twice, but that's why, is because I know that it's there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I had like, because they stored the crackers on the pantry. I had to have them take that because I ate a sleeve one night.
Which we know that those are, that's a
trigger food.
Is the crackers.
And so today when I came back from working out, because I did the story before I worked out, and then I came home and I told Shelby, and I was like, dude, because she was like, dude, dinner was good last night. And I was like, it was. I was like, but I had such a big problem with the garlic bread. And she's like, yeah. And I told her, like, I was like, I ended up having five. If you think about it, I had one with it. So I've had six. I probably had like a whole fucking side to myself. And she's like, oh, damn. And I was like, yeah. She's like, do you want me to tell Nene to not have it in the house anymore? And I was like, yeah.
I think what needs to be like,
can you?
If you, well, but here's the thing is like, you can't. It's hard because you don't want to deprive other people.
But I'm not used to living with this many people.
I think what needs to happen is like, if you make garlic bread and there's leftovers, they go in the trash.
Or they go into their room. Because normally you have a boundary with that. I do. I have a boundary with that.
And that's something I talked about with Jamie. I said, if it's in the kitchen or the pantry, I will fucking eat it.
Yeah.
But I know that there's junk food in Chloe's room. I don't go in there.
Yeah, it's like.
And she's like, so you have a boundary for them, but not for yourself.
Yep.
So think about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I tell her, I'm like, you have to take the crackers in there. And then I haven't had any crackers in a week. So it's like, I know.
That needs to be like, that just needs to be a rule. Like, don't deprive yourself. Don't deprive the people in your family.
Let them have it still. Because I had the one. But
there needs to be a rule for when it's over.
Yeah.
Like. It goes in the trash.
Yeah.
Or you take it to your room.
Or you take it, or you can just tell me you threw it in the trash and just take it away. Like, whatever you guys want
to
do.
Whatever, however, you have to deal with it.
Yeah. I just need to know it's gone.
Yeah.
Is what I need to know. That was it.
Because the other weird thing is like being an addict, like I will never get up and drive to the store for something.
No.
Like.
I won't walk to 7-Eleven either.
Yeah. Like it's that's like a boundary that I've set with myself. Like if I'm at the store, but here's the crazy thing. I've been to the store several times since this medication. I don't randomly pick shit up anymore.
Whoa.
Like it's not like I'll see it and I'll be like, oh, a candy bar. That'd be cool. And then I walk past it.
Wow.
Like I don't mindlessly eat anymore.
That's amazing.
It's weird. Like I can feel when it's coming up.
Right.
Like, so today's Thursday, my injection's tomorrow morning. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and it was a little funky with going to Mexico. So we left on a Thursday. So I moved it up.
Yeah.
So I could take it before we leave. Because if you take it with you, it has to be refrigerated. It has to be cold.
Okay.
So I didn't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
So we left on a Thursday and came back early on a Friday morning. So it was like 1:30 in the morning on Friday. That was the first time I had kind of gone towards a craving.
Okay.
So I knew that it was like,
it's time.
It was time for me to take another medication, like another injection. So it's weird. So the other question I want to ask you is, well, I guess I never asked one of the first ones. So the question I want to ask you is, how do you talk to yourself after something like that? Like an eating episode like that.
So I'm not that bad because I just go like, well, that just fucking happened.
Okay.
And then I literally just think to myself like, okay, how bad is that? Like, I'm just like trying to figure out like, what did I just do?
Okay.
And then I just tell myself like, it's fine.
Okay.
It's over with.
Okay.
It's done.
Okay.
Tomorrow will just be a new day.
Okay, so you're not talking bad to yourself. Okay.
No.
So that's good.
No, I just feel, it's like, I feel like this guilt, though.
Okay,
it's like,
all right, so that's not good.
Like a, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, and then I did feel bloated this morning.
Uh-huh.
And my face was a little more puffy.
You ate five pieces of bread, so that.
Well, total six.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm giving you a freebie with the sixth one, because that was with dinner.
Right, yeah.
And you had a balanced plate.
I did.
So that's normal.
Yeah, because I even just had the meatballs themselves. There was no pasta.
Well, I mean, pasta's not fine if you have.
I know, but like even that, but that's why I had the garlic bread.
Okay, was because okay, I was, so that like, was your choice.
That was my choice. Was like I had salad and my meatballs and one thing of bread.
Okay.
So and that's what I've been doing when she does that.
Okay.
So like last time I did binge, but not up to five. I did two extra ones.
Okay.
And just last night I just went ham.
Well, okay. So for me, when I would eat, so like every single night when I'm eating a Nutty Bar, right? Mm-hmm. I eat it. It's done. It's gone. And then the self-talk happens.
Okay.
Of you're a piece of shit. You shouldn't have eaten it. Why did you do that?
Oh, no. There,
so that, like, okay. So I'm wondering, like, yeah. If that. So the no. Other part of it is that, so I'm trying to find this balance because I want to feel good about myself no matter what weight. I don't want my weight to define how I feel about
myself.
Yeah,
you don't
want
the number to define you anymore.
Or my worthiness.
Yeah.
Because I feel like being at a higher weight, it doesn't go for anybody else.
No, it's just
like,
you.
It's just personally for me. I don't deserve to have A, B, and C because I'm not worthy of it because I'm at this weight. Okay.
Right.
So the self-talk is really horrible.
Yes.
So when the weight goes up or it's like not at a good weight, that's how I talk to myself.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get past that. I'm trying to overcome that and teach myself that like, no matter what weight I'm at, I'm worthy of having a happy relationship or having friends or having a business or whatever. But now that I'm on this medication and the scale is moving in the correct way.
Right. Yeah.
I feel better about myself.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to be about that. I want it to be about like, no matter what weight I'm at.
Ooh, that's so it's gonna like be this, some work.
It's a balance.
That's gonna take.
It's trying to find balance.
Some time.
So I'm working with Jamie, and then I'm also working with my therapist about.
Did
that.
You tell your therapist about that part?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So they're both on the same page. Like cool. They know everything.
Awesome.
So the cool part of it is that when I got weighed at 218, this morning I weighed in at 201.7.
Woohoo!
So in about a month.
Yeah.
I've lost, 3 weeks since I started Mounjaro. I actually take my next injection tomorrow. So that'll be starting my fourth week. Mm-hmm. But I've lost 17 pounds.
That's impressive.
So, and that's purely just because when I eat, and this is what happened in Mexico too, which is it was a very odd feeling to know I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
I can have as much of anything that I want. And knowing that I'm like, okay, I'll have some chicken. I don't really want pasta. Don't really want like sweets aren't like a huge thing anymore.
Right.
Okay. I would maybe put a slice of cake on there and take a bite and then I'd be like, it's fine.
Wow.
Like it's not like I wasn't like, yeah.
I'm gonna eat all of it.
I think there was one night that I ordered chocolate cake through the room service and I ate probably a little over half. And then I was like, it's fine. Like, it's not like the cravings just aren't the same.
I like it. All right. I'm gonna get on the Mounjaro bandwagon.
Yeah. I mean, it is made a hell of a difference in my brain.
So it's just like, hey, so I've listened to what almost everybody has said about Mounjaro.
I've listened
to Jamie. I've watched you guys go through it, do the things. And I'm still hesitant.
Why?
Because I have a dumb stigma
of
like, because I've had surgery.
Yeah.
And I know all the things.
Yep.
That I shouldn't have to use a medication.
Okay. But we fight against the stigma of having weight loss surgery.
I know. So
even before, so let's go back. Even before you knew what to do.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. Yeah.
But it
doesn't matter.
Work.
Right.
So you chose an alternate route.
Yeah.
To get to this point.
Right.
But weight loss surgery can only get you to a certain point.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're battling food addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So the food addiction is still there, regardless if you have weight loss surgery or not. Because like that doesn't fix your brain.
Yeah, it's like I've reset my brain on like how to portion now.
Yes.
And what I actually need to eat.
And for the most part, you do a really good job.
I do a really good job at that. Yeah. I need the addiction part of my brain to turn off when I look at food.
Yes. And that's you need what to be able to eat your food and feel satisfied by what you're eating.
Yeah.
So that you're not reaching for more.
Because when you say that satisfaction part, that's actually what triggered me to realize that that's what I'm doing with when I eat at night. Because like that was the problem. I could not get the satisfaction of the garlic bread.
Yeah.
Like I just kept wanting more and more. Yep. And if there was more out there, I was going to eat it. Like,
yeah.
It was.
Because you're never fully satisfied because your brain is constantly wanting more and more and more and more and more.
Yep.
So that's the way my brain worked with the Nutty Bars. Yeah. I would lay there and think about them until I went and got them.
Yeah.
I have not eaten a single Nutty Bar since I did my first injection.
Okay. So I need to do this because this is just going to help me turn that off.
And I think there's a way of utilizing this medication in the correct way.
Yeah.
So when I started my weight loss surgery journey, I didn't do it in the correct way. At all. Like being 2 years into this podcast, I now understand that.
Yeah.
Doing therapy, talking with Jamie, working with Jamie, I now understand what I did was I'm going to take all temptation
away from yourself.
Away from myself. And I am only going to eat A, B, and C.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I'm going to eat.
Took it all away.
For the rest of my life, that's what's happening because weight loss surgery fixed me and I'm done.
Yeah.
Like I'm good. But the moment that something happened that was out of my control, I went straight back for eating. And it doesn't matter like what you're eating. You're still using it as a therapy method.
Right.
And you're doing the same thing right now. Because that's where it started with me. When Cody left, it was really hard for me. And so I just ate.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if it was popcorn. I don't even like popcorn. It didn't matter if it was strawberries and whipped cream. It didn't matter if it was a rice cake with peanut butter on it. It did not matter what it was. I was eating.
Yeah. You're like, I'm eating.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm lonely and I don't know I don't know where my life is going to be in a minute, an hour, 2 weeks. I don't have any idea. No idea. So that's why this is so important for me to use this medication in the correct way.
Yeah.
So this medication is not for you to stop eating altogether. That's an eating disorder.
Yes.
So trigger warning with you guys. But how
long do we take it for?
So I think you can take it for, I mean, the coupon that I have is for a year.
Okay.
And I think in my brain, I want to go for a full year. And you don't have to necessarily stay at the top dose either.
Okay.
So you scale yourself up. So you go from 2.5 for 1 month to 5 for a month, and then you go to 7.
Okay.
So it's a gradual increase.
Okay.
I'm interested to see, like, because you can always say, like, hey, 7's too much for me. I'm going to drop back. I'm good at 5.
Yeah.
And there could be, you know, 2.5 is working great for me. Mm-hmm. So I go up to 5 for this next month.
Okay.
We'll see how that works. But I think the process is like learning how to eat again.
Yeah.
In a correct manner of not just solely protein, but making those balanced meals.
Yeah.
And I really tried to do that in Mexico because I had all the options. Mm-hmm. So I would do meat. And then I would do some fruit for some fiber and vitamins.
Yeah.
Their salads never really looked good. So I never ate them. But I could have some cheese or I could have some meat. Like there were so many different options. So I tried to give myself this balance.
Right.
And I think, and once you hit, like, it's interesting because you know that moment that you feel full and you're always like, okay, I'm starting to feel it. So I'm going to take another couple bites and then
you'll stop. Yeah.
Then you'll stop when it's up here. I never realized that doesn't need to happen.
Right. Right. It does, like, not need to happen.
You can have that feeling of like, hey, I'm full. I'm going to put my fork down.
Yeah.
And that's what happens with me.
Ooh.
So that's the other thing is I'm not pushing.
You're not pushing.
I'm not pushing past what I need to be eating.
That's good.
Because I get that I'm full and I'm satisfied. I'm done. It's a very quick like thing for me. So my plan right now is I want to stay on it for a year.
Okay.
And see where I'm at.
Yeah.
Because I also think that say I'm on 7, it works really well. I get to the weight I want to be at. Mentally, I'm good. Physically, I'm good. Okay, let's taper down. Maybe those cravings start coming back. Okay, I need to be back up at this for a little bit. I think it's all retraining your system.
Okay.
And I think you have to do it in a way where it's not depriving.
Yeah.
Because that's when you go crazy.
Yeah.
And so it's finding a balance of like the getting what you need out of your food, but also allowing yourself that if you want to have a cookie, mm-hmm. you can have a cookie. And that's what I did. If I wanted a bite of dessert, I would have it, but I didn't necessarily feel like I needed to eat all of it. Okay. And I think that's the finding the balance.
Yes. I need that for sure.
Yes.
Because I still feel like I need to finish it.
Yes. And that's what is not happening yeah. anymore.
Like I can move my plate and then be done with my dinner. But when it comes to the nighttime stuff.
Yeah.
I just want all of it.
And it's like for me, like I can get up and I'll like have some almonds or cashews or something and I'll have that. But I'm also not finishing all of it. Like, okay. I don't feel like I need to get up and finish something. Like last night, I wanted something else after dinner. It's fine to snack.
It is.
It's fine to be hungry and want something. And I was hungry. And it was the first time I was hungry all week from being sick. So I was like, you know what? I'm allowed to have cashews. So I went out and I got a bowl of cashews. And it was the end of the thing. So it actually wasn't even a full bowl. And I ate about half the bowl.
Okay.
And then I was done. And I put it on the nightstand and it's still sitting there and I haven't touched it since.
Nice.
So it's okay. It's a way, and Jamie explains this medication way better than I do, but it's basically rerouting your brain.
Yeah.
Like it's rerouting those addiction personality traits.
Okay.
That, and so it's just, it's weird.
Well, and
it's weird. I'm not going to lie. It's fucking weird.
Because I've started the gym journey.
Yes. I want to hear all about this because this started while I was gone. So I just woke up one day and I was like, oh, Mel's back at the gym. Cool. All right. Well, I like it.
Okay. Cause it's funny. Cause yours started in San Diego. Mine basically started in San Diego too.
Yes.
Because we went to the outdoor gym
and it was a fucking amazing gym.
So much fucking fun.
But I think it was also the people we went with.
Yeah.
We just had a blast.
Going as a group was like the best idea ever. And it really like put a fire under me.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to go since then.
Okay.
And with the award show shit, it
wasn't happening.
I was like, we'll get to it. And I was like, but I was like telling myself, like promising, like we're going to do this. This is going to happen.
Yeah.
And literally right after the award show, because I was over hanging out with Des and Bree and Dalton and Rob, like they'll go 7 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. They just go.
Yeah.
And that like threw me off. And I was like, wait a minute. Why are you just going? And they're like, well, we can just, it doesn't matter. And I was like, And they're just like, why does it matter? And I was like, I don't know, but it does.
You're not
to
supposed
me.
To go at 7 o'clock at night.
Like, why? It's like a
you should be in bed.
Yeah, it was
what are you doing?
It was a Sunday at 7. It was just like threw me for a fucking loop. I never felt just so just like baffled. I was like, what the fuck?
Mind was boggled over
and
here.
And I was like, okay. And they're like, yeah, like we'll do a full workout and we do our content. And I was like, I get it. Like it clicked. So I was like, wait a minute. I'm not at my day job right now. I can go whenever. Why am I making this so fucking hard on myself?
Well, I think we all do that.
Yeah. Cause like, well, because of my job, I felt like I had this restriction. You have to go in the morning before work. You have to. And so because I knew I wouldn't go after work.
Yeah.
I at least at Progressive when I worked at the state, that's actually all I did was go after work.
Yeah.
So it was just interesting. I was like, I can go whenever. And so I looked at the phone and I was like, okay, what days can I just go where it wouldn't even interfere with podcast stuff anyways?
Yeah.
Like I'd like to start with that
weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I was like, no, I just want to start off with like 2 days a week. Let's just see if I can just do 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I asked Dylan, I was like, hey, I'm going to have you just go with me on the weekend. Well, at least we'll have two.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
Bianca now wants to go back because she keeps watching you go back.
Aww.
So just FYI.
I inspired her. That's She's so
like,
cute.
Can we go back to the gym? I was like, Bianca, you can go.
You can go whenever.
Yeah.
And that's also a thing. I was like, oh yeah, I can just go literally whenever I want. Mm-hmm. I'm making this 10 times harder. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I told Dylan we're going on the weekends. At least we'll get 2 days. Let's start there. And then yeah, the first week we did it just fine. I felt great. I was like, this is so easy because mm-hmm. I didn't even put a time that we have to go on the weekend either. Mm-hmm. All I said was whenever we wake up, we'll just kind of like get ourselves together mm-hmm. and we'll go. Mm-hmm. And even Dylan liked that. He was like, okay, so, all right, I like this. And so first week, easy. Second week, easy. And then I decided I wanted to go during the week at least once. And so I went on last Thursday. Yeah, I went last Thursday mm-hmm. and then I did it the weekend and everything was fine. It was so nice. So this last time we went, I went on the elliptical because
yes.
Dylan's, so the back of his right leg when he's running, because we always do the treadmill first and then we've been splitting up.
Mm-hmm.
But we start there and he was like having pains in the back and it was like, I could actually see it on his back of his calf, just mm-hmm. go, mert. I was like, oh shit, you need water stat.
Yeah.
Which now think about he probably needs like potassium because that's like a thing. But it happened 2 days in a row. And so I was like, what? I kind of was looking around. I was like, what can we do as cardio that's not going to like hurt? And I was like, oh, the elliptical.
Yeah.
Like you don't even move your legs at all. I mean, you move, but
yeah,
not like that.
It's not. Yeah.
And so we hopped on and like at first we're nerds because we're walking by the elliptical machines being like, are all of them out? Like, why are they not on? Like, this doesn't make sense at all.
You have to go.
And yeah, you have to like stand on it and you have to move for a little bit before it turns on. So I did it. And then Dylan's like, is that really how you have to do it? And I was like, yeah, like get over here. So he did. And then he was like, this isn't too bad. And I was like, I know, right? And I don't know. I love the elliptical now. Like, well, I fell in fucking love because I can go the whole time without stopping. Mm. Like I'm just listening to my music, jamming around. Mm-hmm. Cause I remember this is a huge, huge, huge industry that I'll probably talk about multiple times because so when I was 300 pounds, I got literally Matt made me weigh in at the Croc Center 308. And he's like, and I cry, of course, freak out. And we start doing machines. And then he's like, let's see how you can do on the elliptical. And I was very scared of the elliptical. And I got on it, immediate pain in my left leg because I do have titanium from knee down. Mm-hmm. And I have 5 screws in my ankle, 2 screws in my knee. So every time you would go down to up, I kept feeling like this was going to like pop through my leg. So I was like, I cried the whole time and I was off in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It was intense. It was awful. And then now, like I did that whole thing. I did 16-minute mile. On the elliptical.
Nice.
And not one fucking pain. Not good. One. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
so this you haven't been on the elliptical since that?
Nope. It traumatized me. Oh, I was scared fucking shitless.
I can see that.
And I was so scared this knee was going to feel that way.
Yeah.
Nope.
It was totally fine.
Totally fine. Hey, I could like.
High five.
Yeah. I was take like, I can ski basically is what you're kind of doing. It's like.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a stair stepper mixed with a bike. Like, it's like if they had a baby.
It is.
So, because yeah. I use the arms and
I hate
everything.
The elliptical. I hate it.
Oh, I found a new love. I did it today. I did. So this is what's cool is that like the first one was 16, right? Next one was 15:30. Today was 15:14. So like every day. So I've only done it 3 times and I'm already getting less and less like faster on it
mm-hmm.
because like I'm actually enjoying it.
You know, that's how Kim lost all her weight was on the elliptical.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
So I might just, you know what, on Saturday when I go,
mm-hmm.
I will just see how long I can go until I'm like exhausted because I'm not exhausted at 1 mile.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, just push yourself.
Yeah, let's just see how far I can go. Yeah. And I think that's what's like, the new fire is like realizing I can go whenever. Mm-hmm. I know I can always get two in because we never do anything on the weekend. We try not to do anything on the weekends for family and mm-hmm. for friends that we don't really get to see at all. So, and then I'm trying to get that one in. I do want to work in a hot yoga because
I want to do a hot yoga.
We need to just go. I found a place because Rob messaged and he was like, you love stretching so much. You need to just do hot yoga at least one time. And I've
always wanted to do it.
And he's like, I really think you'd enjoy it. And so I looked one up. We have one in town.
Oh.
Yeah, local. And it's just $15 for a class.
Oh, okay.
So I was waiting for you to get back.
Yeah.
And be healthy so we can go together. It'd probably be
good to do with all of this.
Because it's going to detox you. Because mm-hmm. it is 104 degrees in there.
Jesus.
It gets up to 104.
Yeah, they gradually bump it. Yeah.
So that's the next goal, is to do that. I'm thinking like January or maybe whenever you're feeling, but like 100%
to go. I mean, I'm willing to go.
Okay, cool.
Because I mean, honestly, if I'm dying, I can just stop.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You don't have to do like an hour.
Right. That's the other thing. You just go until you feel like you're done. That's the other new thing.
Nobody's going to judge you if you go in there for 15 minutes and then leave.
No.
Like the biggest thing is just going.
Yeah. And there's rules. I even read the little things that says like, make sure you've had at least like, I think it says 24 ounces of water in your system before you come. Like there's just certain things. So that way you don't get dehydrated mm-hmm. while you're in there. But I'm like, this would be so fun. So I have the new, like, I don't know, oomph now.
Well, and I think it also helps too that I am on this. Mm-hmm. Because I'm eating better. I'm talking about eating better.
Yeah.
I'm seeing actual weight loss, which is crazy.
I know.
Like, I'm almost back in Wonderland.
That's what's nuts. Is like, could you imagine if I just get Mounjaro as I'm doing these workouts?
Oh, yeah. You'd be.
It's just going to be.
It just.
Amplifies it.
It does. It amplifies it. And it gets rid of that addiction part.
Yeah.
Because we, and I think a lot of us fight against that.
We do.
And it's really hard to, I mean, even people that have changed their brains and their whole system of how they eat and what they do, I think. It's a constant battle. You're constantly thinking about food. Mm-hmm. You eat breakfast and then you're thinking about lunch and then you eat lunch and then you're thinking about dinner. And then you're thinking, okay, what am I going to have for a sweet thing? What am I going to have? Oh, there's nuts in the house, but I can't eat those. Okay. All right. I can't eat those. Can't eat those. Man. It's a constant obsession.
Yeah.
And it's a constant addiction. And I think that's when people regain, it's because they're constantly fighting against that.
They are.
And if there's something that removes that, it should be utilized.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's change the brain chemistry that is causing us to fight that 24/7. Mm-hmm. And I think this medication is only going to be more widely used.
It sounds because like
it is retraining your brain.
It is.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you would be, I think you'd do amazing.
I think right after this, I should just sign up.
Sign up for Sequence and just get it going.
Get it going.
And there are, it's not just Mounjaro. There's several other medications that are doing the same. I think they're called, what are they called? I know, I knew it at one point. I can't remember all of it, but there's a certain like category for these type of medications. And it's very like, and the funny thing is like Sequence, I knew I wanted Mounjaro.
Right.
I knew I wanted that on that medication. And they actually give you, they're like, oh, we think you would be great on these set of medications. And I actually could say, I want to be on Mounjaro.
Yeah. You actually had a choice.
Like, that's something else. Like, I didn't know I had a choice.
Yeah, because we've never been given the choice.
Well,
because like when I got on Fentermine, they didn't say like,
oh, hey, there's this whole these. Other options for you to try.
Because she first gave me the metformin.
Yeah,
that didn't work. That was painful.
Yeah.
And then I got on Fentermine, which works, but it's not anything like you're talking.
And what started this whole thing is that Jamie had mentioned it because I had said my doctor wants to put me back on Phentermine. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't really like Phentermine because number one, it didn't really work for me.
Right.
And two, it just makes me so jittery. I can't sleep and I already don't sleep. So I don't want that to be a part of it.
Correct.
And so she was like, I really think that you should look into this. Like, it's working well for me. And I know that Jamie's lost over 20 pounds at this point.
Yeah.
And she feels amazing.
Yeah.
And so when, like, I was like, I don't want to be on Phetamine. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize I had an option. And so having another option is kind of cool.
It is. And to think, like, because all I personally want to do is just get down to like just 20 pounds. I just want to be 20 yeah. pounds off. That's it.
Yeah. Mine's 40.
Yeah.
Like I need to be back. For me, I need to be back under, because I am also, the other thing is I was getting a lot more pain mm-hmm. and I was having really bad heartburn.
Yep.
Guess what? I don't have anymore now.
Well, there you go.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I still have heartburn, but it is not anywhere near what I was experiencing right. when I was A, overeating, B, not eating the correct things, right. and C, I was eating a lot more sugar in my system. Mm-hmm. Sugar doesn't do well in my system.
No, it does not. It
doesn't.
Hates you.
It doesn't. It doesn't. For me personally, now that's not everybody, but for me and my autoimmune diseases, my body does not like sugar.
Yeah.
When I eat more sugar, I have a lot more pain. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I want to talk about is the side effects, because with any medication, you have side effects.
Yes.
Now, all I've experienced is very dry mouth. Mm-hmm. And then I have noticed more of a headache.
Okay.
But these are not things that I
don't normally yeah. experience anyway.
And I mean, some people have had really bad GI upset.
Okay.
So they have diarrhea, they have constipation, like they have bad.
Certain things happen.
For me, I haven't experienced any of it.
That's good.
So, and there I did, when we posted my first video, mm-hmm. there was somebody that said that they tried it and their system did not like it.
Yeah.
That they were throwing up a lot. They had zero appetite, could not make themselves eat, all of that.
That sucks.
So that is an option. Like yeah. that is a side effect that could happen. So it isn't, it's not a miracle drug, right?
No.
But for me, my system likes it and I am all for it. I am on yeah. the Mounjaro. Like,
well, I think for me, it's going to help. It. It's going to help me because I call it self-sabotaging. I feel like that's what's happening.
You're talking yourself out of something that could potentially help.
Yeah. So it's like, I just need to just do it.
And here's the other thing. If you have diabetes, you're going to take the medication
right.
for
it. It shouldn't matter. So, I even said that to the car to you guys.
Yeah.
So it's just like dumb
you're
that I'm like holding it on myself.
Yeah. 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 So I just love what this I'm is excited. Doing right now.
I'm so excited for you because you can tell that it's working.
I'm happier. I'm a happier person.
Yes.
Now that I'm like not so hyper focused on food. And the other thing is like once that thought, constant wheel of food is gone, mm-hmm. I have more brain space.
Nice.
I can be more creative because I'm not constantly thinking about food.
Right.
So I have room for other things.
Yes.
Like I've been sick. So my capability has been diminished from that. But it's like, as soon as I have a little bit of space, I feel like I can get more done.
That's cool.
So it's.
While I'm editing, it won't take, not that it won't take so long, but like I'll stay focused because I'm not like.
Yeah, because you're.
Food in the
room.
You're
not getting up to eat five pieces of bread yeah. while you're editing. Like yeah. you're hyper focused in what you're doing.
Yep.
Like you should be. You shouldn't have to worry about if there's garlic bread in the house.
No.
So
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited because
I think it's really cool.
Mounjaro combined with working out, I think is going to be fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
So,
and I want you guys to also realize that we are starting all of this in December, mm-hmm. end of November for us. End of November, December. You don't have to start something new in January.
Yeah. That was actually my point of I think our last post was like, because it's me doing all the workouts.
Yeah, it doesn't
like,
have to be in January. You can start anytime. And really, just start. I mean, what's the worst can happen? It doesn't work. You don't like it.
Well, so here is a thought that I came up with 2 days ago.
Okay.
Because my Aunt Nene now, as she's in the last decade, she cannot put her hands behind her back and touch them, like hold them.
Oh.
And she's like, it was really weird when that started happening.
Okay.
And I looked at her.
Is that weight gain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure if it was like.
Right. Yeah. Physically? Like physical. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's because of weight gain. Okay. And what's interesting is I was like, well, if you always did that every day, you would never not be able to do that because you would notice immediately.
Yeah.
Right. And I was comparing it to how like I can touch the ground and I with my hands and yeah. I do those stretches every day.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like, oh, yeah, like if you just do this every day, your body will just do that.
Yeah.
So you have to like the things that you want to be able to do, just work that into your day.
Just do it.
Because if you do them, then you'll yeah. never not be able to do them. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it becomes a routine. You're building a routine.
Right. But you're yourself. Building like, you know how once you ride a bike, you can always ride a bike.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Where it's like, once I've like, since I'm always doing the stretching, I'll never not be able to do the stretching unless something.
But you've also built that into your routine.
Yeah. I made it a routine. Yes, yeah. I made it a routine.
So I think if you make it a routine.
Yeah. I just think people hear the word routine and they're like, oh,
you know, routine is a good thing.
It is a good thing. But I think it's people get nervous because it sounds like a lot of work.
But it doesn't have to be.
I know.
It doesn't have to be. So like for me, I've now built a routine for when I'm when I'm out of the shower.
Good.
Like I never had a routine.
Really?
Right? No.
Out of. Because you do a lot of things.
I do a lot of things.
How do you not have a routine?
Because when I was. When I moved out of my house where all my routines were
okay.
built so you around did. My ex-husband.
Yeah. Okay.
And then when that stops, you don't know what to do and you're kind of faltering. You're like, what?
I figure with a shower routine and getting ready, that would fall back into place wherever you're at.
No.
Because I literally do the same thing no matter where like I'm at.
But you got to think you've lived in the same house for a while.
No, but I'm talking about like hotels. Airbnbs. Yeah. I do literally the same thing.
So I didn't have that built. Okay. I would do different orders of things and just forget things. And
oh, that's
like,
your ADD though.
Like, yeah.
That makes sense.
So now I've got a full routine.
Yeah.
Like the first thing I do is I put the glycolic acid on my face. Like it's good. It's good. It's not bad acid. It's good acid.
Yeah.
So it kind of gets rid of the dead skin cells.
Yeah.
So I do that first. Then I put on my serums. Then I have to let that sit for a little bit.
Yes, you do.
So then I wash my beauty blender. Mm-hmm. So then I go back over and put my moisturizer on and my eye cream. And then I can do my makeup.
Yep.
And then, so like I've built like this whole thing
good.
Around good. It. And you just feel better because you know you've done what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. You do. You automatically do. That's like, why I love the morning and the evening routine.
So don't overcomplicate it.
No.
Just be like, okay, this has to happen before this has to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, just make it logical. Well,
yeah, because, like, basically what I'm doing is, like, in the mornings, I just stretch. I just stretch in the mornings before mm-hmm. I, like, get fully ready. Before mm-hmm. I get dressed, I'm stretching.
Yeah.
So, like, once and I don't even know where that came from. That kind of just happened, and now I'm just doing that.
Yeah.
So what came to my head was, like, well, if I just keep stretching every morning. I won't be able to not to.
Yeah.
And then if I can't, for some reason, I'll know that, hey, Mel, we need to get this fucking checked out because I can't touch the floor or I can't bend or fucking twist this way anymore. Mm-hmm. Like something's up.
Yep.
So it's almost like it's like a new way of listening to your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too.
All right.
All right, guys.
Well, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
All right. We love you guys. We will see you.
Next time!
Bye! Hey listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcasts. And don't forget to go over to patreon.com/OSLP for all your support needs.
That's right. And we even have our own website. So go over to ArsleyLivePodcast.com, sign up for our newsletter, get that free ebook, and then don't forget to get your merch. And also, we're on YouTube, guys. So type in our name, hit that bell, and hit subscribe, and you're going to see our lovely faces every single Tuesday. So thank you for listening to Arsley Life Podcast, where we are breaking that stigma
one episode at a time.